time to take a break from all the serious stuff. Don't worry, I'll be whooping on Saul in a moment. We'll get to that. Saul will get whooped on in a moment. National popular. But anyhow, I'm going to take a quick breath and think about fall colors. I was up north over the weekend. The fall colors just in the 3 days we were there really came in. Bright red and bronze and gold. It was beautiful. My good friend has been through this time and again. Many more seasons than I have. I don't want to bring his age in. Travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller. Look, everybody, it's Ron Rademacher.
Was that an old guy joke that got snuck in there?
Yeah,
he's talking about whooping on the old guys. That's how we go.
He's seen these seasons a lot more than I have. Anyhow.
It's and the color is good. I mean, it just reminds me of back in my youth when the glaciers were just starting to recede.
Yeah, I understand that.
We're getting some color. The color is doing a usual Michigan trick you. People think that the Upper Peninsula is where the color is first, but it usually is down around your northern compound first and around Gaylord and that area, you're going to get color. I can tell you, in the Upper Peninsula, I traveled a lot of it the last couple of days. Color is moderate. So it's coming.
All right,
there's perfect weather up there right now. It's in the 50s in the morning, 70 in the afternoon, no rain for about a week. So it could be good, baby. So that's what's going on with color, although we got a couple of really cool ideas for color tours. You know, people will go for a drive. I got a couple of them to think about. So our good friends in Baldwin are blessed because the Pere Marquette River flows through Baldwin.
Spectacular.
Incredible. And you can take your kayak or your canoe, or if you don't, you can rent. And you can put in at that river right across from the Shrine of the Pines Museum on the south end of town, right into the Pere Marquette River, and float that down to Scottville. There's a couple of other stops you can float to, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And you're
whatever you
end
want.
Up with, you got a couple hours of evergreens. You got hardwoods. If it's season, there's trout. I mean, if you've never floated that river in the fall, it is breathtaking.
And by the way, just a point of fact, the best fishing day of the year on that river and everyone else is November 15th. Just mark that down. It's the best fishing day of the year.
I'm marking that down right now. I expect to be on the Pentwater River that day.
Yeah, November 15th. The reason? Everybody else is out deer hunting. The rivers are all yours. You like to fish? Everybody else is hunting deer. Have fun. You're going to catch them all.
You're going to catch them all. Absolutely. Another great one. Our friends in Manistique reminded me that the Haywire Grade Trail is a wonderful color trip. Now, this is 33 miles across prairies, mainly gravel and sand, but it's open to biking, hiking, horseback riding, all-terrain vehicles, and you go through some second-growth forests of pines and hardwoods. So along with the deer bouncing off your ATV or your bicycle, you're going to see lots of color up through there. I mean, it's
wildlife, fall colors.
Paved roads, you can get off.
That's beautiful. Wildlife, fall colors. You know, if you had a craft beer snuck in there somewhere.
Let me see here. Where is this list? I got to have a list here somewhere that says something about that. There's harvest festivals going on all over. But, yeah, craft beer. You know, we'll never get through this whole list today. So before I go to the beer, I just want to mention what's happening in Hastings.
All right.
Because these guys are – they do this every year. They have this
gravel
road race.
They're nuts.
And they're nuts. And it's bicycles. These are bicycles, not cars or anything. They're bicycles.
But they're fat tire bikes, which means that, you know, you basically kill yourself just to get it to go around once.
Well, yeah, they have regular bikes. And then they're really crazy people do fat tires. So you can do 18 miles. That's the shortest one you can do. 36, 62, 100 miles. And what you get to go through is gravel roads, some pavement, at least a mile of rough two-track, rocks, sand, mud. And if you get very lucky, snow and ice on the back roads of Berry.
If you're really lucky, right.
Mm-hmm. If you're really lucky, yeah, because, you know, you want to test yourself. This is a road race I will never be involved in.
When does this happen?
This is it coming up this weekend.
Well, there's not going to be snow this weekend.
Because, it could happen. It could happen. This is Michigan, Steve.
It could happen.
I won't be there because I'll be at the beer festival on Calder Plaza.
Attaboy.
In Grand Rapids.
I knew the beer was only a matter of time.
Oh, it's only they have Art Prize going on over there. This for about 18 days.
No, if you got it's art, beer you can prize
stick it in there. But who cares? But beer prize is better than art prize, right?
Exactly.
And this year they finally figured it out over there. There's no entry fee this year. So you're not required to buy beer tickets to go in and enjoy all the shows. They have live entertainment going on. It used to be you had to buy beer tickets, which was never a problem for me.
But, right.
There's one or two that go to a beer festival.
I consider you very experienced. I consider you very experienced in buying beer tickets. One more thing I have to get to because it caught my attention, and I've just got to say, cow train? What's a cow train?
It is a train of cows. These guys at Crane Orchards over there in Fenville, they have hay rides and all that this time of year, and they have a train that's made up of cows, and the kids can get pulled along with the cow train. If it's raining, they don't have the cow train. I don't understand that because cows, there's nothing wrong with a wet cow, is there? I mean, I like cows, wet, dry, whatever.
But
there's that. Kind of reminds you of home, doesn't it, Steve?
A little bit.
Fenville, the cow train, they do it every year. Hopefully there's not supposed to be any rain anywhere in Michigan all week, so we'll see how that works out.
Well, very well done. Ron Rademacher, everybody. That's why he's my hero. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. You can find out all about Ron, his books. He's got many about, road trips and great places and things you've never heard about in Michigan, MichiganBackroads.com. Great short stories. You'll love those. Plus, if you've got something going on in your town, your community, your cow parade or whatever you're doing, you can certainly call Ron at MichiganBackroads.com. By the way, he'll have a craft beer and get on that cow train, just potentially. Anyhow, Ron, have a great weekend.
I want to be the engineer.
Don't stand behind the cow. Whoa, 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 whoa. The shoes.
Shoes.